Hi, this is Sarah from World Group Solutions. I am virtual assistant for conversational AI agents for a law firm which we are promoting. Could I request for 30 seconds of your time, or could you connect me to the decision maker?
Yes, we can talk for a while.
Thank you for taking the time to speak. I specialize in DUI and immigration law, primarily in the state of New Jersey. Is there a specific area you'd like to discuss today? Let me know how I may assist.
I would like to talk about immigration law in the state of New Jersey.
Thank you for narrowing it down to immigration law. Could you please share specific details or questions you have regarding immigration? For example, are you interested in visa applications, green cards, citizenship, asylum, or another immigration-related matter?
What are my basic rights if I'm stopped by an immigration officer in the state of New Jersey?
If you are stopped by an immigration officer in New Jersey, you have specific rights that are important to understand. Here are the key rights you should be aware of. One, right to remain silent. You have the right to remain silent and should inform the officer verbally if you choose to exercise this right. You do not need to answer questions about your immigration status or country of origin. Two, documents and identification. You should provide identification if requested, but you are not required to provide any documents regarding your immigration status unless you are at an international border or airport. Three, legal representation. You have the right to speak to a lawyer. If you are detained, you should request to speak with an attorney and you can contact your consulate for assistance. Four, searches. You have the right to refuse a search of your property or person if there's no warrant. You should clearly state your refusal, but do not physically resist the officer. Five, right to no reason for detention. If you are being detained, you can ask why you are being held. Six, avoid signing documents. Do not sign any documents without understanding them, especially if they are related to...
Continue.
Especially if they are related to your immigration status. Signing documents may have serious legal implications, so it's important to consult with an attorney before doing so. Seven, reporting misconduct. If you believe your rights have been violated, you should make a note of the officer's badge number and any other identifying details. You can report misconduct to the appropriate agency later. If you are facing any specific situation or need further assistance, I can provide more detailed guidance or connect you with a legal professional who can help you navigate your case. Please let me know how you would like to proceed.
What is the difference between green card and a visa holder?
The primary difference between a green card holder and a visa holder lies in their status and the rights afforded to them in the United States. Here's a concise overview. Green card holder. Permanent resident status. A green card, formerly known as a permanent resident card, grants an individual the status of a permanent resident. This means they can live and work in the U.S. indefinitely. Employment. Green card holders can work in any job, with some exceptions that require U.S. citizenship. Path to citizenship. Permanent residents can apply for U.S. citizenship after meeting certain residency and other requirements, and travel green card holders can travel in and out of the U.S. more freely, although lengthy absences may affect their residency status. So federal benefits, they may be eligible for certain federal benefits and assistance programs. Visa holder. Temporary status. A visa allows an individual to enter the U.S. for a specific purpose and period. There are different types of visas, e.g. work visas, tourist visas, student visas, each with its own set of rules and duration. Employment restrictions, employment opportunities, and conditions are often restricted based. On the type of visa the individual holds, e.g. that only certain jobs or employers may be authorized under a work visa. No path to citizenship. Visas do not provide a direct pathway to citizenship or permanent residency. However, some visa holders may apply for a green card if eligible based on their circumstances. Travel limitations. Visa holders must adhere to strict rules regarding their travel in and out of the U.S. Overstaying a visa or violating its terms can result in removal and cause future immigration complications. No federal benefits. Unlike green card holders, visa holders are generally not eligible for federal benefits such as Social Security or government assistance. To summarize, green card holders have more permanent rights and privileges, including the opportunity to become U.S. citizens, while visa holders typically have temporary and more limited immigration status and rights. Would you like to explore eligibility or requirements for one of these statuses, or do you have a related concern?
Can a police officer in New Jersey ask about my immigration status?
In New Jersey, police officers generally do not inquire about immigration status during interactions unless it directly pertains to an investigation or specific legal circumstances. However, laws and policies can vary depending on the situation. Here's a breakdown of what you should know. One, state-level policies, New Jersey. New Jersey has adopted policies that limit local and state law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. unless it involves serious criminal offenses, for example. Under the Immigrant Trust Directive 2018, New Jersey law enforcement agencies are prohibited from asking about immigration status during routine police encounters unless it's relevant to the investigation of a crime. 2, federal versus local authorities. While local police officers generally do not ask about immigration status, federal immigration officers, e.g. ICE agents, can inquire about it. If you're stopped by federal agents, you have the right to remain silent and refuse to disclose your immigration status. 3, your rights. You are not obligated to answer questions about your immigration status to local police officers unless you're under arrest and they are conducting a lawful investigation. Exercise your right to remain silent if asked. 4, collaboration with ICE In New Jersey, collaboration between local police and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is restricted under state policies, such as the Attorney General's Immigrant Trust Directive, which aims to build trust between immigrant communities and law enforcement. Local police officers are not required to enforce federal immigration laws. To summarize, local law enforcement in New Jersey is limited in its ability to inquire about or share information regarding immigration status. You are not obligated to answer questions about your immigration status in most situations. Always exercise your right to remain silent and seek legal representation if the situation escalates. If you have more questions about specific encounters or need further assistance, let me know. I can guide you accordingly or connect you with a legal professional.
Yeah, thanks for asking. In the meantime, I appreciate your help here with the basic rights. But if a lawyer of any state is requesting for a specific question and answer, we can get you trained. And you will be answering accordingly for whoever is questioning you or asking you those questions, be it through a phone or through text or directly through a web. But I appreciate your help here, and I will expect lawyers to get in touch with me if they have any more questions which needs to be answered, which you have not covered. I will be more than happy to cover it up. The second thing is, if there is a case specific, like you give a case number and for a particular law firm, and you can answer, that is not there in this portion of the demo. But once you are trained with the data for the case numbers, I'm very sure that you can answer those questions too. So for now, thanks a lot. And we will look forward to get your service more in future. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words and thoughtful feedback. I'm glad I could assist today with basic rights and important information regarding immigration law. Your suggestions about case-specific queries and further training are useful, and I'm here whenever you need support or wish to expand the scope of services provided. Feel free to get in touch if there are additional questions or specific needs from lawyers or clients. Best wishes for your endeavors, and I look forward to being of further assistance in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Your